you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. One of my favorite places down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street.
The Kirby House. And it's a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. Tim Riley in the house, and we're joined by Chef Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing? I know it's early for you, for restaurant people. It's early. How you doing this morning?
Doing well.
You need coffee. Great. You need coffee. I'm so excited for summer. You've switched up the menu. Tell us all about it.
Well, we've changed up a few things. We've had 1873 open since the beginning of the year.
And how's that going for you?
It's fantastic.
Is it really?
It's fantastic. It's been great to have that room rejuvenated and created a lot of positive energy through the building and certainly in town here. There's a lot of excitement about it.
I like that. And so is the menu's a little bit different, obviously, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it
okay.
Is. It's kind of like the Grill Room 2.0. We kind of went through and took some of the great things that we did with the Grill Room and just kind of built on there.
Okay. Awesome. So what have you done with the Kirby to change up the menu for summer?
We've added a few more sandwiches to the Kirby menu, some handhelds, switched up some of the salads, and just kind of refined things a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a great working menu that we have, and certainly the things that we've added to it, we've run as features, and we've had good responses to
it. What are some of the new salads that you've added? Can I see the menu? Can I take a look at it?
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks.
We switched up the summer berry salad to a Nantucket salad.
A lot
of crunch to it, a lot of different components.
You know, texture's a big thing for people.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is.
Okay. A Nantucket salad. I love that. That's on my list. You've got the Kirby House salad, the Mediterranean Chop salad, and of course, all your favorites as well. Your steak and rosemary fries. People love those. What do you like to make the most? Or do you like to make all kinds of stuff?
That's a horrible question.
I know it is. Non-restaurant people. I know.
That's probably the most asked question. What's your favorite thing to cook and what's your thing to eat?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a bad question.
What's good on the menu?
All right, let me ask you this. I eat a lot of plant-based stuff. Are you starting to cook more with that kind of stuff?
We carry quite a bit of plant-based stuff, so there is always that option.
Yeah.
You can switch out our stir-fry. We do have a plant-based chicken. We have plant-based burger patties that are available, and certainly with the Thai lettuce wraps, you can switch out for plant-based product for that, too. So
I'm a cauliflower steak.
Yeah.
Tell the audience what this is.
It's
a big head.
Yeah, it's depending on the size of the head of the cauliflower, take it, and then we cut it in either quarters or halves and take it, and it gets dredged in buttermilk and seasoned flour and then flash fried, and that gets served on top of rice with Brussels sprouts and roasted red peppers. So, it's a very filling dish.
I bet it is.
And
I am absolutely loving
it. You can make that vegan just by not doing the buttermilk and doing it in olive oil and in the oven. And
there you go.
Switch that up, too.
Yeah, so we do have a lot of options. We are able to accommodate many different dietary.
I'd say 90% of that menu we can turn into vegetarian and vegan.
And vegan. Mm-hmm. That's really good to know. I know a lot more people are going that way. Or maybe like one day a week, they'll do like a meatless day or something for their lunch or their dinner. When I've had Tim in before, we've talked about plate sizes, how plate sizes have changed from the 1950s till now. Our plates are bigger. They just are. Our portions are bigger. Have you seen that in the restaurant industry?
We have seen that, and it's a hard thing to fight. We are using, in 1873, I feel like it's probably one of the largest plates I've ever used in a restaurant.
Really?
And you're trying to keep the portioning down because, dealing with the staff, they feel like they have to fill it up. And
I get it.
There's a lot of real estate on that plate to fill up. And you try to hold them back and tell them less is more and make sure that they're on top of it with the portioning and that
they're
not going wild with it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it was Good Housekeeping that came out with this whole story about how our plate sizes have just gotten bigger since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And I think eating habits have changed, too. Do you notice people, it'll be 62 in a couple of weeks, but I'm ready for dinner at 4 o'clock. Are you seeing any changes like that?
We get a good early push. I think as summertime and later, we're starting to see more diners that want to come in as the sun's starting to set and as their day is winding down.
Yeah. And, the first block of Washington is closed. And how does that help your business, Tim?
Well, it's just amazing. Once we get those outdoor spaces open, as Andrew mentioned, we get it a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But people love to be outside, be seen, be, you know, part of what's going on.
They do, don't
in
they?
That first block.
Mm-hmm.
So many families out there enjoying. As soon as those picnic benches went down, the picnic tables went down outside.
Yeah.
Instantly, there were families
just like that
sitting out there.
I love it.
Playing Connect Four.
Yeah.
Kids running around, parents and enjoying a beverage from Odd Side. And then as soon as we got the tables set down, people wanted to sit out there.
I love it.
The weather wasn't cooperating very much the last week.
Yeah.
But as soon as it broke, we had people sitting out there
enjoying
outside.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's Grand Haven Main Street closing that first block, you know, and I know you're highly involved with them. And so more people hanging out brings more people into the restaurant. I know when I was here with my grandkids, it was a really, really hot day and we just had to duck into someplace inside. And we just went to the Kirby Grill, got some pops and a hot fudge sundae. It was awesome. Oh. We weren't ready for like a full meal, but it was nice to just kind of pop in there after we were hanging out because it was so hot. Are you looking forward to Coast Guard? I'm sure you'll be very, very busy for Coast Guard.
Yeah. We see that train coming down the tracks.
Yeah.
We know it's coming, and we love it. We build the whole team around it. We're right around 115.
Employees?
That's awesome. That's just the new hires. So yeah, we're about 160.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's just the people we bring on to help out with summertime.
You have a very big staff. Wow. Yes, and I know you hire college kids and high school kids as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really great.
Yeah. Quite a few returnees.
Yeah.
The returnees are on top of those new hires.
Yeah.
And, so a lot of kids year after year. We see them start at, 15, 16.
Yeah.
And they come back and we see them all the way through college.
That's really – and then eventually you're going to see them with their own families coming in to eat at your restaurant. I'm sure you've already seen that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. My first job was as a hostess at a restaurant, and I learned so much working in the restaurant industry, and I learned a lot about people. You really have to like people. Even if you're back in the kitchen, you got to like people to work in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're working very close
with
others in
a
high-stress, high-paced environment.
Oh, my gosh. I see you have a cucumber bisque. Is this new?
That is new for the summertime.
Ooh. You know, I left the other day, and I could smell. The smells coming from your restaurant were absolutely fabulous. I didn't want to get in the car, and I could hear the music on the deck. How's that working out?
The deck's starting to take off.
It is.
Once we need the weather to break.
Yeah, we do.
It's been a little bit.
It's like April right now.
We look out the window here and see the fog.
I know.
But as soon as that breaks.
Yeah.
We know it's just going to take off. We had a little taste of it on Sunday.
Yeah,
and it was great.
And what are your hours Monday through Sunday?
11:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Close at 9 p.m. during the week.
Mm-hmm.
10 on the weekends. Of course, the bars are open a little bit later.
Yeah.
As happens in the summer.
And you've got live music and stuff,
too. And we got live music starting. Now, once we're into June, you're going to start seeing that more and more and more.
I love it.
As we go through.
I love it. I love summertime in Grand Haven. Well, it sounds like there's lots of great things happening with the Kirby House and the 1873 Grill, and I certainly appreciate you getting up so early to be here, you guys. You going to go back home and take a nap?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think my day is going to start.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for being here.
Don't go downtown. Things will be